For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Senator Bob Corker, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, tells CNN's State of the Union the Saudi prince has, in his words, lost all credibility over the death of a Washington Post journalist.
If he's gone forth and murdered this journalist, he's now crossed the line, and there has to be a punishment and a price paid for that. And again, I'm not rushing to judgment. Do I think he did it? Yes, I think he did it.
President Trump says the United States is going to walk away from an arms treaty agreement with Russia that limits intermediate nuclear arms. Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News Sunday that would be a mistake.
We went from 64,000 nuclear-tipped missiles down to 15,000. It has been an historic agreement.
But our allies agree with President Trump that Russia has a record of violating that agreement. It was signed by President Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev back in 1987. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Despite Mexico's efforts to stop them at the border, a growing number of Central American migrants resumed their advance toward the U.S. border in southern Mexico. Their numbers swelling to around 5,000. President Trump telling supporters in Mesa, Arizona,
"You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, this country doesn't want them."
The president saying he'll call in the military to stop them at the border if need be. A Georgia police officer shot and killed while checking out a suspicious vehicle with his partner near a middle school in the Snellville area.
The suspect vehicle crashed not far from the scene, so probably less than a mile away from the scene.
A police spokesman says one of the suspects was caught, the other is still at large. The officer, 30-year-old Antoine Tony, had been on the force for nearly 3 years. LeBron James' return home is spoiled when punches are thrown during Houston's win over the Lakers. The Rockets' Chris Paul and LA's Brandon Ingram and Rajon Rondo were all ejected from the game for throwing punches, and all are likely to be suspended. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Still lots of money out there to be won. More from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Well, you've got to be in it to win it. Lots and lots of lottery money up for grabs. No one hits the Powerball Saturday night, so the jackpot grows to $620 million Wednesday night. Tuesday night, Mega Millions at $1.6 billion.
More now on one of the top stories that we're covering. Washington Post editor Karen Atteya tells ABC's This Week the Saudis are trying to get away with a cover-up over the murder of columnist Jamal Khashoggi in the Turkey consulate.
This idea that he wanted to return to Saudi Arabia is absolutely untrue. There's a reason why he came to Washington and felt free in Washington. He did not want to be arrested. He did not want to face the same fate as many of his acquaintances and associates who have been swept up in this wave of crackdowns.
And Republican Senator Ben Sasse tells CNN's State of the Union the U.S. response must be firm, regardless of the profit from arms sales to the Saudis.
Arms sales are always means to an end. They're not the end. The end is the American idea, and the end is stability in the world so that problems abroad don't come home to roost for us. So we don't do arms sales for the purposes of the profits from arms sales. We do arms sales because we want to be allied with different countries around the globe that believe in our values.
The Saudis are spending $110 billion on U.S. military equipment, something President Trump doesn't want to lose. You're listening to